This is the Tim and Jess podcast for Hit 96.1.
If you've missed it over the last couple of days, our boy Timmy B has been causing controversy all over Australia.
I did not intend for any of this to happen. I cannot stress that enough. All I wanted was Andy to come on our show.
Yeah.
That's all I wanted. Show him and tell him what had happened over the weekend.
Tim, you had an incredible drop.
Yes. Which is a segment that Hamish and Andy run.
It's a regular segment of theirs, and we didn't want to steal it. So we were like, let's get Andy on, and he can tell us whether it's an incredible drop or not.
So I spoke to them, and they said, no, we're doing it on our show, and we're going to tell the story. Essentially, to cut it really short, I was throwing screws behind my back as I was moving house over the weekend. Two screws landed on top of each other, heard a clink, turned around, they were perfectly stacked. You can check out the photo on Facebook and Instagram.
Yes, Hit 96.1. But Tim, it seems on those photos that are on our Facebook page, no one seems to believe you.
Australia, I'm the most hated man in Australia right now. And I don't think you can understand how much joy that brings me.
But the boys called me yesterday and they said, Jess, we want your help. We want to try and catch Tim out lying. If you could try and get him to admit that he lied and he staged this photo, it would really help us out.
So yesterday, on the Hamish and Andy show, if you didn't hear it, in a few minutes' time, we're going to play exactly what went down. I'm the most hated man in Australia because people don't believe my incredible job that was on Hamish and Andy a few days ago. We got in contact with them, and then Jess yesterday, it all hit the fan.
The boys got in touch with me, and they said, Jess, we need your help. We need to try and catch Tim out in this lie.
Yeah.
And this is how it went down.
Jess, are you there?
Ahoy, boys.
Ahoy. Obviously, a lot of scrutiny has been happening for your team and particularly your man. Mm-hmm. Do you think he's telling the truth?
Look, I believe him because I just don't think he's got that much time on his hands to be trying to make that happen.
You do have to ask the question, aren't there better ways in the world to get attention?
Yeah. The boy's got lots of skills. Yeah. I just don't think this is one of them.
Okay. Never have 2 3-cent pieces of hardware stacked on top of each other caused so much consternation. But we thought today on the show we could ultimately prove, using your help here, Jess, that he is telling the truth.
If you can call him now on your phone and then conference it up so we can listen in.
We and the rest of Australia can have a quiet listen.
And then what we need from you, Jess, is just going in whatever serious manner you would normally, just ask him, hey, look, just between you and I, obviously this is still blowing up a bit. I mean, did you set it up? I think it's funny if you did.
Sure.
Lead him down that path and let's just see what he says.
Look, I'm a really bad liar, so there's every chance he's going to see straight through this.
I don't think it's a lie, though, Jess, because don't you want to know if he set it up?
I mean, I do. So, I'll give it a go.
Get in that headspace. Not a lie if you believe it.
Good luck, Jess.
Okay, all right. Yeah. Thanks, Josh.
Hey, mate, what's happening?
I just got an email from this dude, Brett. Have you seen this email that's come through?
I haven't checked my email since I left work like half an hour ago.
He's like the head of physics or something at UniSA, and he's like seen your incredible drop and he wants to come on the show and dispute it.
What?
I did not get that email.
I can't believe you missed. I was so excited. I reckon it would be really cool if we like get him in maybe like Friday or whatever.
Yeah.
But are you like, what if he proves us wrong?
How can he prove me wrong? It f***ing happened.
But if he says he's done the math. What if he proves us wrong and then like it looks like we've lied to Hamish and Andy?
Well, I don't give a shit if he proved it wrong. It f***ing happened.
Yeah! Tim!
You passed.
We're Slugworth, you Tim.
You've been Slugworth. The famous Willy Wonka manoeuvre.
Wow.
Tim, we just wanted to double check. Obviously, it's an honesty-based game, and we do believe every person on the People's Show.
We knew you weren't making it up, Tim. Why would you have?
I don't have time to do it.
You're working radio. We've all got time to stack 2 screws on top of each other. But you don't have the inclination. That's the more important thing.
Exactly. Tim, thank you for joining us. We just wanted to double-check. Jess, absolutely well done.
Thanks, guys.
Awesome. And thanks again, Tim. Incredible drop.
I think that more than proves it, Tim.
I should have been calling red flags when you said the head of physics at TAFE SA wants to speak to us. I was like, we don't have a physics department at TAFE SA. Anyway, can we put it to bed?
We can put it to bed. Timmy was telling the truth. I mean, you couldn't have possibly lied to that many people.
Come on, come and get it. Tim and Jess, 6 a.m. weekdays on Hit 96.1. and always on Facebook.com/Hit 96.1.